there ever a tendency, do you find, offenses, or maybe you in particular, that when you play against the Patriots, people start trying to maybe get out of what they do because they want to, they think they got a match?
It's a good question. I would say there's probably some teams that like to do that. I think you have to be comfortable in your own skin, you know, versus them. You have to do what you need to do situationally to win. They put a lot of time and effort into situations, and you see that creep up in the tape. But you need to do what you do best, work on what you need to work on each week, and find a way to improve.
The balance of you want to control the ball and keep them off the field.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to take shots, you like taking shots and trying to score quickly also. So,
yeah.
You know, you find yourself.
Yeah, I mean, we want to play balanced. We want to play balanced football. You know, we want to run a little bit. We want to throw it a little bit. And, again, situationally, we have to do, you know, the smart thing to win the down and to move the chains and keep the ball in our hands. You know, when we get into the green zone, we have to execute. We have to trust our technique and trust our training, not chase anything that isn't there. You got to be smart with the ball. You know, we understand that they're good on offense, but we need to play good team football, good smart team football, and we need to do our job on offense.
Is there a feeling because they come in defensively usually with a unique game plan, you know, for your opponent,
mm-hmm.
for their opponent, that there are a lot of early game adjustments that you may have to make depending on how they want to attack you?
Yeah, well, we need to come out and play our game. Be comfortable in our own skin that way. See how the game unfolds. They have, you know, they have some good players over there. They have a good scheme, and they'll have something new for us. There's no doubt, and we'll have to be ready to adjust and improvise as the game goes on.
Odell was saying it's not uncommon to look at the film and feel like you're almost like a punt gunner when you go out to line up because he says there's two guys
mm-hmm.
over you. Are they a team that tries to take out the best player of the other team?
Yeah, they seem to give some talented players some extra attention. I wouldn't be surprised to see that on Sunday. We'll see how it unfolds. I imagine they'll change it up, you know, as the game goes on. And, you know, based on your tendencies, try to change up who they're paying the attention to.
What do you tell Odell if that's the case and that's what they do?
Just come out and play our game, and we can't chase anything. We have to let the game come to us. We have to have some patience with it. And he'll have an opportunity during the course of a game at some point. And if you play with poise and, you know, take advantage of the opportunity when your number's called, that's all you can do.
How much is Chandler Jones a guy you kind of have to circle out there? Because what he could do as a pass rusher?
Yeah, he's a talented player. They have a bunch of unique, talented guys. They have some big-bodied guys. They have some physical players. They have a lot of length over there and a variety of guys who can cover on the back end and also up front. Excuse me, also up front. So we need to be ready to deal with those guys. And, you know, they'll drop them off. They just won't rush them all the time. So that's where they try to keep you in balance. And they're going to challenge you in the A-gaps. And we have to be smart with that.
Did you think your line sort of took a step late in that game the other day, in your estimation? I mean, yeah, I know you guys wanted to run it out. You at least came close to running it out.
Yeah, we didn't end the game in victory. That's something that we need to do and we expect to do and we're working to do. But the line, took over late in the game. We felt they laid heavy on their defensive line. We had a lot of plays in the game. And felt we could, if we would execute a little bit better, we could have had some more. But it gave us an opportunity to run it in the second half, and we had a variety of guys run the ball and do it fairly well. And one penalty in the game obviously helped us. But it was good to see them lay heavy on that defensive line and move the ball there with 4 minutes and change left.
Obviously, you're disappointed Will can't make it back, but just the way Eric played, you know, kind of a – the curse became a blessing a little bit there.
Well, I mean, Eric's a young player who's continuing to grow. He needs focus on his technique like a lot of guys do at this point. The season can get long for the young guys, and they need to, you know, focus on their technique, on our execution, and winning each day. And that's something that he's doing right now, and we're working with him to do and improve at. And, you know, we'll miss William, and as soon as he gets healthy and get back, we'll take him back.
Has Eric Flowers, though, has certainly allowed you to miss him less, I would think, than probably first anticipated.
Yeah, we're glad we have Eric. Eric's a talented young player who's doing a nice job for us, and we expect him to, you know, over the last half of the season, continue to improve.
Where has been the biggest, in your estimation, growth for that line as you've gone along here?
Well, it's, you know, you have a variety of guys playing different positions and who haven't played together. So 8 weeks into it, you know, 9 weeks into it, going in here to the last part of the season, the stretch run after the bye week, you know, they're starting to get to know each other a little bit, starting to play together a little bit. And in that position up front, those five guys have to be one up front, and it takes time to get that done.
Odell hasn't had one of those wow catches this year, but if you look at the numbers, is he quietly having a big year?
He's being productive. Yeah, he's having a productive year. He's getting a ton of targets, a lot of opportunities. I talked to Odell and I talked to Eli. You know, we're throwing him a ball bunch, but I'd like to see that completion percentage go up. It's not high enough, and we need to, you know, it's going to be hard, and the challenge to get him the ball as the season goes on, and each and every week is going to be a challenge. He's going to get a lot of attention, and rightfully so. And we're going to have to cash in and be detailed with it and focus on the details and, you know, get our completion percentage up there.
I know you talk about, you know, taking what the defense gives you. That mm-hmm. that target number was high last week, but are you okay with that? Were the opportunities there in your estimation?
Yes, there were. He wasn't chasing. Eli wasn't chasing. The ball should have went where it went. He made the right reads. We just have to, you know, we weren't our best in the passing game. We didn't have our best stuff last week. And it was nice to go out and run the ball at the end and win the game when you don't have your best stuff in the pass game. And that's hard to do in this league. And that's a credit to the guys for staying the course and, you know, and fighting through it.
How impressive was it for Rashad, especially in that last drive? You know, he was out of the game for most of the time there, and then to come out in the fourth quarter and really...
Yeah, he came in, had a few nice runs, got a hot hand there, and ran with some, you know, with some toughness and some physicality, and the guys were doing a nice job blocking for him. And, you know, we were one first down away from taking the knee, which we needed to do.
I know it's 4 years or more ago, but if you look at what Eli has done successfully against the Patriots,
I do not know. I think that. Eli's history versus New England speaks for itself. I wasn't a part of it. Actually, I was a part of it twice on the wrong end of things. But, yeah, no, that's something that I'm sure Eli, you know, you can talk to him about.
When you mentioned that the completion percentage wanted to go up, is that specifically Eli to Odell or overall?
Overall and specifically to Odell.
I mean, yes. Just as far as targets.
Yeah, we're gonna target Odell a bunch, and it's up to me, it's up to Eli, it's up to Odell, it's up to everybody. You know, the guys blocking for him. We have to get that completion percentage up. If you're gonna get a lot of targets, then we need to complete a lot of balls.
How much different does your offense look, you think, this year? The fact that you have Shane, maybe that being an area you didn't have last year.
Shane has been a nice addition. He gives us a nice compliment out of the backfield. You know, in the pass game, you know, he and Rashad and Orleans and even Andre had a nice catch and on a pop over the ball last week. So he's been a nice addition.
How do you assess your young tight ends? It looks like Larry probably didn't miss
anything. It's not too big for them. They came out and they played physical last week. You know, we had one that got away from us there in the end zone that we have to come up with a ball. They block well. They handled the environment on the road and those elements and those conditions. It definitely wasn't a cool day. And, you know, they executed. And we look for them to take another step this week. They're not done yet.
Anything else?
Ben, when did you start calling plays and what did you do to prepare?
Say that one more time.
When did you start calling plays and what did you do to prepare?
When did I start calling plays? I've been trained to start calling plays for about 10 years. So when did I actually call my first play?
Sure.
Last year.
Okay. But you were trained in
that? Yes.
Can you just describe where you started?
In Green Bay, you know, we developed the whole offense into a position to call plays, and you train guys to call plays. It's a pedigree type thing. It's a development type thing. And that's where I learned. Where does the question come from?
A lot of the teams don't do that.
Okay.
They don't have pedigree systems.
Yeah.
Which is what I think you described.
Yes.
I'm not curious what people teach.
Yeah. It's a systematic philosophy.